authorized to flow in the next, say, 30 to 60 days is an additional 20,000. So there'll be roughly 70,000 there sometime, I guess at the end of August. I've forgotten the exact date. We're setting up a very substantial logistical base at a deep water harbor known as Cameron Bay, and this will provide us with a considerable insurance in the event that Saigon gets clogged or otherwise is not fully available.
Any reason why we ought to meet tomorrow?
I don't think it's at all essential, Mr. President. At some point, I think you and Dean and Mac and I should meet privately for some discussion of your own views as to how you'd like us to proceed. It's particularly with this bombing on the north. Under no circumstances would I recommend to you at any time in the near future that we bomb the IL-28s, the SAMs, or the MIGs. I think that would be highly undesirable. And I say this no matter what the SNE or any of the rest of these estimates say. On the other hand, I do think it's absolutely essential that we keep the bombing on the north militarily effective. And that means, I think, that we must go north of the 20th parallel, but we can do so to the west of Hanoi. And we should, therefore, pick up some of those targets of the kind we took off the list last time. We don't have to pick up target 43, which is the one we took off necessarily, but we do need to go into that western area to pick up militarily valuable targets.
Are you getting the graduation dresses?
No, sir, I don't. I cut out all of them this year. I did promise to go to Ohio on Sunday for a couple hours for a degree if circumstances permit, but I have no graduation dresses.
How did your IL-28 story get out?
It came out in Marguerite Higgins in the Star in the afternoon. I had sent the cable to Max Taylor 5 minutes after you talked to me yesterday, giving him the instructions that you outlined. But the pressure built up so great, 2 or 3 hours later, before Saigon could act, built up because of the Marguerite Higgins story in the Star, that our people had to use the same instructions I sent to Taylor, which is what they did.
Where did she get?
I haven't the faintest idea. There had been that initial leak in effect in Newsweek, and I suppose that put her on it. And she's got pretty good contacts around town, and including the military. And she undoubtedly picked it up from there. I didn't think it was too bad this morning. It could have been worse.
A little bad timing, though, for them to move them in just as I was asking Russia to sit down and visit with us.
Nobody picked that up. I thought your speech went over fine yesterday. And the headline, you undoubtedly saw it, was All Marines on Dominican Island Recalled.
Well.
Which I think is a kind of...
Do you have any more hopes for the Dominican Republic?
I think that Monday or Tuesday you ought to announce further troop withdrawals, and we'll have a paper in your hand by then, properly cleared by Palmer, the Brazilian, the Joint Chiefs, and so on, sometime Monday or Tuesday. Beyond that, frankly, I don't have much hope in the near term for any political advance.
Looks like to me that they're liable to go to fighting again.
Well, I don't know. I hope not, but I think they're more likely to do that than have a political settlement soon.
Any other news on the Hill? Any rivers after you, any?
What about
your bases?
This pay bill is just going to be a god-awful thing to face because, of course, everybody in the military wants an increase in pay, and Rivers is out there in front pushing us all the time. It's going to be tough next week, but it'll be easier in the Senate. Stennis said, why did you people even put in a pay bill this year? I said, well, can I take that as an endorsement of our bill, Senator Stennis, and not of the Rivers bill? Oh, he said, now I don't know that I can go that far with you. Why don't we fight him? It's really his attitude. But on the bases, I think we can get the Senate to knock that provision out. I'm not absolutely sure of this yet, but it looks as though we can. And if it then goes to conference with the Senate bill excluding it, I think we can get Rivers to agree in conference. Even Rivers will admit now that it's going to cause his committee one hell of a problem if they have to go over our base closing list. I've pointed out to him that we're going to pit committee member against committee member in the case of Brooklyn Navy Yard, for example, we'll just point out to the committee that, by God, if we don't close Brooklyn Navy Yard in a future situation, for example, Bill Bates's Boston Yard is going to lose business. I'll let the committee settle whether they want Bill Bates's Boston Yard to receive an advantage or Brooklyn to receive an advantage, and they just can't put themselves in this position. In the Senate committee, we've already pointed out to Stennis that the kind of situation he's going to find himself in is where we propose to close Portsmouth and put the submarine business down in Ingalls, which is down in Mississippi. And if he keeps Portsmouth open, by God, he's taking business away from his own state. Now let him and Margaret J. Smith fight that out in the Armed Services Committee. And Stennis recognized you can't possibly put the committee in that situation. So I think there's a reasonably good chance we can get them to vote against it. And if we do, as I said, I think Rivers will accept the Senate version.
You worried about any more blow-ups in Latin America, like Colombia, Guatemala?
Well, Bolivia and Guatemala and Colombia, I would say, are the three worst at the moment, and we're watching it very carefully, and I am worried, yes.
Well, when you get encouraged, you call me, will you?
Yes.
Okay.
Bye.